Shishi. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, Ve'el Aharon, that Moshe should relate this halacha to Aharon. Leimar Alehem, Aharon should relate this to them, to Elozar v'Isamar. Dabru al Bnei Yisrael, Leimar, all of you together, Moshe, Aharon, Elozar and Isamar, all together should relate this halacha to the Bnei Yisrael, saying, the reason why all of them said this halacha was because since they were all equal bidmima, all four of them were equally quiet, and did not complain when HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed Nadav Aviyu. They accepted the Gezerah, the decree, be'ahava, with love. Therefore, they were all zeiche to make this dibur and to say this halacha to all of Klal Yisrael. Zois HaChaya, this is the Chaya, asher teichlu, that you are allowed to eat, mikol behemo asher la'oretz, from all animals that are on the earth. These are the animals that you are allowed to eat. And since the pasuk says Zois, we learn from this that Moshe actually held in his hand each animal and said, Ezeh teichlu, this you are allowed to eat, ve'ezeh lo teichlu, and this you cannot eat. And similarly, by the fish and the birds, he held them in his hands and said, this you can eat, and this you cannot eat. And the pasuk goes on to tell us, what is the rule? Which animal may be eaten and which animal may not be eaten? Kol mafreses parsa, any animal that has split hooves, b'shoisa shesa parosais, whose hooves are totally split into two, where there is no connection on bottom, malas gera, and also the animal chews its cud, it brings up its cud, after chewing it in its mouth, the food goes to the animal's stomach, and then from the stomach it returns to the mouth to be chewed again. Babehema, in an animal, oisa toichelu, this you may eat. If it has these two simonim, that it's mafrise parsa, which means that its hooves are split, and it's also malagera, it chews its cud, then the animal is kosher. Rashi is medayek why it says an extra word, babehema, in the animal. It could have just said, maligera oisa teichelu. And he says, because if one shechs the mother, and inside the stomach of the mother there is a fetus, the halacha is that the fetus does not need shechita. Babehema, what is inside the animal, becomes mutter through the mother's shechita. Oisa teichelu, this you may eat. The pasuk is telling us, an iser asay, this you may eat. But something that is not kosher, you may not eat. Besides for the lav mentioned in Pasuk Ches, where it says, Mi besarim lo seichelu, that one may not eat from the flesh of non-kosher meat. The Pasuk is telling us here also an asay, Oisa teichelu, kosher you may eat, but non-kosher you may not eat. If one eats something that is not kosher, he is over a lav and an asay, the lav of Mi besarim lo seichelu, and the asay of Oisa teichelu. Now the pasuk goes on to tell us that if an animal has only one of these two simonim, it is not kosher and one may not eat them. Only this you may not eat, mimali hagero umimafrisi haparsa, from those that chew their cud and from those who have split hooves. If they only have one of the two simonim, you are not allowed to eat them. Esagomo the camel, kimali gerohu, he chews his cud, ufarsa enena mafris, but his hooves are not split. Tomei hu lochem, he is tomei to you. You are not allowed to eat it. The Das Akenim, Mibali Atosfis, asks, how can the pasuk call a camel a parsa enena mafris, an animal who does not have split hooves? A gomel, a camel, does have split hooves. It's just that vishesa enena shesas, his hooves are not totally split into two. They are attached on bottom. So the pasuk should have said that a gomel is shesa enena shesas. Why does it say ufarsa enena mafris? And Rashi, further on, in Pasuk Chavav, says clearly that a camel is shesa enena shesas. The Maharal, in Sefer Gur Aryeh, and also the Sefer Shem Olam, both explain that if you look at the Pasuk by Gomel, it does not say the same Lashon as it says in Pasuk Hay and Pasuk Vav by Shafon and Arneves. Shafon and Arneves are also animals that chew their cud but do not have split hooves. The Pasuk over there says Ufarsa loy yafris, but by Gomel it says Ufarsa einenu mafris. The change of Lashon by Gomel, Zokhti Maral and Shem Olam, is to tell us that really it does have split hooves. It's just that the hooves are not totally split. In a way, ufarsa einena mafres is equivalent to saying that it is mafres as parsa, it's just that it's not shoysaat shesa parosois, the hooves are not totally split. And that's why it changes the loshon by gomel. The esa shofon and the shofon. It is unclear exactly what a shofon is, and also in the next pasuk, the arneves, but a lot of mefarshim explain that it is an animal that is similar to a rabbit. Ves ha-shofon and the shofon kimali geiruhu, because it does chew its cud ufarsa lo yafres, but its hooves are not split. Tamehu lochem, he is tame to you. Ves ha-arneves and the arneves kimalas geiruhi, because she is malas geiruh, she chews her cud ufarsa lo yafrisa, but her hooves are not split. Tmeyahi lochem, she is also tame to you. So we have three types of animals that chew their cud, but their hooves are not split. The gomol, the shofon, and arneves, and all three are usher to eat. The Mefarshim are medayik that we find certain animals whose name is a name in Lashon Zachar. For example, the gomol and the shofon are both a name in Lashon Zachar. And that's why the pasuk says, ki mali geira hu, he is a mali geira. And similarly by shofon, it says, ki mali geira hu. But arneves, the name arneves, since it ends with a segel and a suf, is a Lashon Akeva. And that's why it says, ki malas geira hi, she is a mali geira. And this is true even by the male arneves. The male arneves is also called an arneves b'loshon nekeva. And if you look in Sefer Shari Aharon, he brings down many mefarshim who give a reason why arneves is called a loshon nekeva. Either because the female arneves is the dominant one, or others learn because the male arneves is similar in many ways to the female, and therefore the whole min, the whole species, is called b'loshon nekeva. The esachazir and the pig, kimafris parsahu, because he does have split hooves, vishesa, vishoisa shesa parsa, and his hooves are totally split, v'hugera lo yigar, but it does not chew its cud, therefore tamehu lochem, it is tame to you. The arachayim is medayik, that the pasuk does not say v'hu lo yigar, but rather v'hugera lo yigar. It's as if it is telling us a tnai, a condition. V'hugera lo yigar. The chazir is only asur as long as it does not chew its cud. But la'asid lavoi, in the future, the chazir will chew its cud and will be a kosher animal. And that's why it's called a chazir. B'loshen chazir, it will return. It will return and become kosher. Mi besaram lo sechelu. From their flesh you may not eat. Since it says mi besaram, we learn out that the lav is only on the flesh, but the bones, the horns, the hooves, and the veins, even though it is usur to eat them, they are not in the lav of mi besaram lo sechelu. The pasuk is telling us over here that an animal that has one simen tahara but does not have the other one is usur, and there is a lav of mi besaram lo sechelu. How do we know an animal that does not have any simani tahara? It does not chew its cud. It does not have split hooves. How do we know that it's also included in the lav of mi besaram lo sechelu? Rashi says that it's a kal v'chomer. Ma'adach, an animal that has one simen tahara is usur, and it's belav. Definitely, an animal that does not have any simani tahara, it does not chew its cud, and it does not have split hooves, is definitely in the azara, in the warning, in the lav of mi besaram lo sechelu. The Mizrahi asks that we have a klal, we have a rule, ein mazirin min hadin. We do not learn out a lav, a warning, min hadin from a kavachomer. So how can we learn out through this kavachomer that an animal that does not have any simani tahara is belav of mi besaram lo sechelu? And he answers, this klal, this rule, is only if there was no iser to begin with. If we want to create a lav by something that was not usur at all before, then we have a klal, a rule, ein mazhirin min adin. But over here it's different, because we already have an iser aseh. In pasuk gimel we already mentioned, Oisa Teichelu tells us that kosher you are allowed to eat, but non-kosher you are not allowed to eat. It's an asei, Oisa Teichelu. We are just trying to add a lav to this asei over here. So when there is already an asei, and we're trying to add a lav, then we are allowed to learn this lav from a kal v'chomer. The rule of Ein Mazhirin Min Adin is only when we are creating a new iser, but not when we are adding to an existing iser. And the pasuk continues, "Uvenevlasam loisigo, and their carcasses you may not touch. Tmeim heim lachem, they are tummy to you." Rashi asks, "Since when is there an iser for a Yisrael to touch a dead animal? A Yisrael may become tummy. It's only an iser for a kohen to become tummy." And he says that we are talking about over here baregel by a yantif, because chayev adam latar es atzmai baregel, a person must become pure by the sholish regalim, because he brings karbonos when he is oila regel. Therefore, the pasuk over here that says that a yisrael is not allowed to touch a dead animal, it is talking about baregel on yomim tovim. Let us go back now on the Rashi's. Zakarashi Pasuk Aleph, El Moshe ve'El Aharon, Le Moshe Omar Sheyom El Aharon. This Dibur was said to Moshe in order that Moshe should relate this to Aharon. Just like Rashi said in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, that whenever it says a Dibur to Moshe and to Aharon, it does not mean that Hashem spoke to Aharon, but rather to Moshe to say to Aharon, Lemar Lehem, to say to them, Omar Sheyom El Elazar Uli Samar. He told Aharon to say it to Elazar and Isamar. Oyeinu Ela Lemar Yisrael. Maybe the Pasuk, when it says Lemar Alehem, it means to tell Klal Yisrael, Kishu Omer. When it says in the next Pasuk, Dabru El Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, Hare Dibur Omer Yisrael. That Pasuk is referring to the Dibur to Klal Yisrael. Huma Ani Mekayim. What will I do with the Pasuk of Lemar Alehem? It means Labanov, to his sons, Lelazar Uli Samar. Dabaru El Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk says, "A loshin rabim dabaru, speak." As kulam hishvel yishluchim b'diburzeh. All of them were equal to be messengers in this dibur. Lefisha hushvu b'dmimo. Since they were all equal and they were quiet, the kiblu aleim gezeres hamokim b'ahava, and they accepted upon themselves the decree of Hashem with love. Therefore, they were all zeiche to say this dibur and this halacha to Klal Yisrael together. That's why a lashon rabim of dabaru is used. We also find the same diuk Rashi makes in Parshas Boy, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, where there also it says a lashon of dabru, and Rashi says dabru, it means Moshe and Aharon will speak together. So Rashi zoyt hachaya, this is the chaya. Why does the pasuk have to say zoyt hachaya if the pasuk already says behema at the end of the pasuk? And Rashi says, because the Lashon Chaya is Lashon Chayim. It is a language and expression of life. Lefishi Yisrael Tzvukim Bamokoim, since the Yidden are attached to Hashem. Uru'uyin Liyos Chayim. They are fit to be alive. Lefikach Hevdilo Min HaTumo. Therefore Hashem separated them from Tumo. V'gozer Aleim Mitzvahs. And He decreed upon them to do Mitzvahs. Ula'umais Ha'olam. But, concerning Goyim, Loy Aser Klum, he did not prohibit anything. The Yidden who are worthy to be alive, to them he tells them, eat this and don't eat this. But Goyim, who are not worthy to be alive, to them he did not prohibit anything. They are allowed to eat whatever they want. Mashal, this is a parable, L'Roife, to a doctor, Shenichlis Levaker Es Achoyle, who comes in to visit a sick person. He has two Choylim, two sick people in front of him. To one of them he says, eat whatever you want. And to the other one he says, eat this and do not eat this. He tells him which things to eat. And when he was asked why he told each patient something different, he said, the one who he told that he may eat whatever he wants was not going to live. So let him eat right now whatever he wants, because he's going to die anyway. But the patient that he told specifically what he should eat and what he should not eat had the capability of living. And therefore, in order to make him better, he told him, eat this and do not eat this. Similarly, we find over here by us, Klal Yisrael, who is Roi Lias Chaim, they are fit to be alive, therefore the Torah gave restrictions to them. But the Goyim, who are going to die anyway, they are not going to live, Ba'olam Haba, therefore they may eat whatever they want. That's why the Pasuk says over here, Zoy Sachaya, is telling us that Klal Yisrael is restricted because they are Roi Lias Chaim, they are fit to be alive. Kide'isa b'medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, this is all in Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. Zois Achaya, why does it say Zois? Melamed teaches us, Shehoyo Moshe oiches b'chaya, Moshe would grab a hold of the chaya, umara oisel Yisrael, and show it to Klal Yisrael, and say, Zois toichlu, v'zois lois toichlu. This you may eat, and this you may not eat. Ezeh toichlu, v'ezeh lois toichlu. Because the lashon of Zeh, or Zois, is always pointing with the finger, showing it to somebody else. Af b'shurat se'amayim, Ochaz mikol min v'min v'her Elohim. Also by fish, he grabbed onto every species and showed them to Klal Yisrael and said, this you can eat and this you cannot eat, because over there also it says a lashon of zeh. V'chein ba'oif, and also by birds, it says eile, ves eile teshaksu min ha'oif. These are non-kosher birds. So since it says eile, these, it means that he grabbed a hold of them and pointed them out to Klal Yisrael. V'chein b'shrotzim, and also by creeping creatures, it says v'zeh lochem ha'tomei, and this will become tummy to you. He also held it in his hand and showed it to Klal Yisrael. Zagrashi Zois Achaya Mikol Behema. Why does the pasuk start off by saying Chaya and end off with Behema? Melameh Shabehema Bechla Chaya. It teaches us that a Behema is included in the category of Chaya. And if the pasuk starts off with Chaya, it can say Behema afterwards, because Behema is also included in the name Chaya. Zagrashi Mafreses Kitargume Sadika. It means that it's split. Parsa Planta Belaz, the hoof. They are divided on top and on bottom into two nails, kitagumoi umitilfa tilfin, separated into two hooves. Sheyeshe parsois of sedukas milmalo ve'enon shesuois umuvdeles legamri. There are animals that have split hooves on top, but they are not completely split. Shemilmata mechubaris, they are attached on bottom. Therefore it says that it must be completely split. Malas gero, mala umekira ha'oichel. It spits up the food, mime'eha, from its stomach, umechazera seisela techpia, and it brings it back into her mouth, lekoshtoi uletochanoi hodek, to regrind it with its teeth. Gero, kach shemoi. That is the name, it's a noun. Gero means cud. V'itochen, and it makes sense, migzeres mayim hanigorim, that it comes from the word flowing water, water that flows. Shu nigrar acharapeh, because here also, the food is pulled back and flows back into the mouth. And that's why it's called gera. V'targumoy, Targum says pishra, something that is dissolved. Shal yedei hagera, through bringing it back into the mouth, ho'echel nifshav v'nimuach, it becomes digested, the food becomes digested and dissolved in the mouth. That's why Targum says pishra, something that is dissolved. Ba behema, tevezu yaseira, this word is extra. The drasha, in order to make a drasha. Lahatir es asholil, in order to be matir and allow a fetus, hanimsa b'mei imoy, that is found in the mother's stomach, that if one shechs the mother, then the fetus is mutter. This you may eat, but not a non-kosher animal. Is it not ba'azara? Is there not a lav in pasuk ches mi besarim loisechelu? El laver aleha ba'aseva loisase. The pasuk is coming to tell us that not only is there a lav, but there is also an ase of oisa teichelu. Mi besarim loisechelu, ein li ela elu. All I see from this pasuk is that there is a lav on an animal that has one simen tahara. How do I know that an animal that does not have any simen tahara, that it's also included in the lav of mibesarim losechelu? Amrit kavachomer, you can say a kavachomer. Uma elu sheish ben ksas simoni tahara, maduch those that have some simoni tahara, asuris, are asur, and are included in the lav. Definitely, the ones that do not have any simani tahara are definitely included in the lav. Mi besarum, al besarum bazara. On their flesh there is a warning, there is a lav. Veloy al atzomois, but not on the bones, vigidin, and the veins, vikarnayim, and the horns, vitlafim, and the hooves. Even though there is an iser, they are not included in the lav. Uvenivlos amlesigo, you may not touch their carcasses. Yachal yu yisrol muzarim al maganavela. I might think, based on this pasuk, that a yisrol would be usher to touch a dead animal. Talmud Loimar, the pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Emor la kahanim, say to the kahanim that a kohen may not touch a dead person. Kahanim muzarim, a kohen is warned not to touch a dead person. Ve'en yisrol muzarim. But a Yisrael is not warned not to touch a dead person. Kavachomer miata, we can make a kavachomer now. Uma tumas hames chamura, madach the tumah of mace, the tumah of a dead body. which is stricter. When a person touches a dead body, he is tamei for 7 days. Like Hizr bar Elakehanim, the only one who is not allowed to touch a dead body is a kohen, but in Yisrael is allowed to. Tumas nevela kala, a tuma of nevela. If one touches a dead animal, which is lighter, it's not as strict. If one touches a dead animal, he is only tamei until the evening. Like koshkein, isn't it definite that a Yisrael would be mutter? If a Yisrael is allowed to touch a dead body, which is more chomer, which is stricter, he definitely may touch a dead animal. So why does the Pasuk say over here, Umatamad Loimar Loisigo? Why does the Pasuk say that a Yisrael cannot touch a dead animal? Baregel, it is talking about on Yontif. Vezesh Amru, and this is what Chazal tell us. Chayiv Odom Latar Atzmoy Baregel. A person must purify himself Baregel because it is then that he brings karbonis. And the pasuk continues telling us which fish he may eat. Ezeh toichlu mikol asher b'moyim. This you may eat from anything in the water. Kol asher lo snapir, anything that has fins, the kaskeses and scales, b'mayim in the waters, b'yamim in the seas, uvanacholim and in the streams. Oisam, them toichelu you may eat. V'chol asher ein lo snapir v'kaskeses, any animal, any fish that does not have fins and scales, b'yamim in the seas, uvanacholim and in the streams, mikol Sheretz Hamayim, from anything that creeps in the waters, umikol nefesh achaya asher b'mayim, from any living soul in the waters, sheketem lochem, they shall be disgusting to you, you may not eat it. V'sheketz yu lochem, and they will be disgusting to you. Why does the pasuk repeat this again? V'sheketz yu lochem. Rashi tells us, the pasuk is coming to say that not only may one not eat a non-kosher fish, but if this fish gets mixed with other food, the rest of the mixture is usur. If the fish that is usur gives a taste, it's nice and tam into the mixture. As long as if one tastes the mixture, he will taste the non-kosher fish, then the whole mixture is usur. Mibisaram lo sechelu, one may not eat from the flesh of the non-kosher fish, but there is no lav on eating the fins or the bones. Ves nivlosam tishaketsu, and their carcasses will be usur, will be disgusting to you. And Rashi says that this pasuk is coming to include yafchushin shesinanon. Yafchushin are types of worms that live in the water, and even though they do not have fins and scales, they are not usur to eat as long as they remain in the water. But once you strain them out of the water, they become usur. And that's why it says ves niflosam tishaketsu. Kol asher ein lo snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim, any fish that does not have fins and scales in the water, sheketu lochem, will be disgusting to you, you are not allowed to eat. What is this pasuk coming to add? It says snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim, which is coming to tell us that if the fins and scales fall off in the water, and when you take it out of the water, there are no fins and scales on this fish, it is still mutter, because it had fins and scales while it was in the water originally. Koil asher ein lo snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim sheketu lochem. It's only usur if when it was in the water, it did not have fins and scales. But if it had fins and scales while it was in the water and then it just fell off, then it is mutter. Zot Rashi snapir, pasuk tes, elu sheshot behem. These are the fins which the fish swims with them. Kaskeses, elu klipim. These are scales that are attached to the fish. Like it says in the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, by Goliath, the Syrian kaskasim hulavush. He was wearing an armor that looked like scales. Sheretz. The pasuk says sheretz hamayim. B'chol mokoy mashmoy davar namuch. The word sheretz always means something low, sheroichesh v'nod ala oretz, that creeps on the ground. Rashi makes a similar comment in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf, where there also he says sheretz is a low, creeping creature. V'sheketz yu, lesser es eruvim im yesh bay b'nois en tam. It's coming to include and to prohibit eating a mixture where the non-kosher fish fell into, if it gave a tam, if it gave a taste to the mixture. Mibisarum, ein muzar alas napirim v'alu atzomais. There is no lav on eating the fins or the bones. Ves nivlosam tishaketu, l'rabois, it's coming to include, yafchushin, these worms, shesinanon, that he strained out of the water. As long as they are in the water, they are mutter to eat. But once they are strained, they become usur. Yafchushin, Mushailunz bilaz. So Rashi kol asher ein loy, ma tamad loymar, what is this pasuk coming to add? Sheyachoil, I might think, ein li sheyehei mutter, ela hamalasimon sheloy. Liabosho, I might think that the only time it is mutter is only if the fish brings up its simonim to the dry land. Hishiran b'mayim, what happens if the simonim, the fins and scales, fall off in the water? Minayin, how do I know that it is mutter? Tamad loymar, therefore this pasuk says, kol asher ein lo snafi v'kaskeses b'mayim. Ho im hoyula b'mayim, what happens if it had it in the water? Afal pishir shiran, even though it fell off in the water, b'aliyosoi, when it came out, mutter, such a fish is mutter. Now the pasuk continues to tell us which birds are mutter to eat and which are not. And the pasuk says, "Ves eilet shaksu min ha'oif." These are the birds which you may not eat. And Rashi in Parshas Re'eh tells us that the reason why the Torah lists the non-kosher birds as opposed to listing the kosher birds is because there are so many more kosher birds, and therefore it is much easier to list the ones that are fewer, the non-kosher ones. Lo ye'ochlu, they are not allowed to be eaten. Sheketz Haim, they are sheketz, they are disgusting to you. Why does the pasuk use the passive form of lo ye'ochlu, they may not be eaten, as opposed to saying lo teichlu, you shall not eat it? And Rashi says it's coming to include that not only can't you eat it, but you can't give it to a katan, to a minor to eat. It is usher for a gadol to give it to a katan. And the pasuk lists all the non-kosher birds, as hanesher, the eagle, the saperis, the esosnia. We will not translate each and every bird over here because it is unclear exactly what the translation and which bird the pasuk is referring to. Therefore, we will only translate the ones that Rashi translates. Vesado and the do, veso ayo and the ayo lemino, according to its species. Rashi says that whenever it says lemino or leminoi, it is telling us that there is a subspecies to this species, and not only is the actual species usur, but also the subspecies is usur, even though this subspecies looks different than the main species, and it might have a different name, they are all usur. The eis kala orev leminoi, and all ravens are usur according to its min. The eis basayana and the basayana vesa tachmos, and the tachmos and the shochaf. The eis hanets leminehu, and also the nates according to its min. Vesa koifs, vesa sholoch, vesa yanchuf. Rashi says kois and yanchuf are types of owls. Vesa sholoch is a bird that pulls fish from the sea. Vesa tinshemes, and the tinshemes, which is the bat. Vesa koos, and the koos, vesa rochom, and the rochom. The eis hachasido, and the chasido, which is the daya levono, the white daya. The reason why it's called a chasido is because it does chesed im chavroiseho bimizoynes. It does chesed with its friends by giving them food, therefore it is called a chasido. The Mefarshim ask, if this bird does chesed im chavroiseho, so why is it a non-kosher bird? Why should a bird that does chesed be considered a non-kosher bird? And the Mefarshim explain, it is because it does chesed im chavroiseho only with its friends. One who does chesed only with chavroiseho and does not branch out to other people is also considered non-kosher. Ha'anofa and the anofa, which is a dire ragzonis, a wild and angry dire, limino according to its min, ves haduchifas, and the wild rooster. It's called duchifas because hoidoi kofus, its splendor is doubled over and tied in. Typically, by a rooster, the comb on top of its head flaps freely. But by the wild rooster, the comb is doubled over and embedded into its head. That's why it's called duchifas shehoidoi kofus. Its splendor, its comb, is tied into its head. Vesar ataleif and the ataleif. And the puzzle continues, kol sheretz ha'oif. Any flying insect, ha'hoilech al-arba, that goes on four legs, sheketz hulochem, it shall be disgusting to you, it is also for you to eat. This is referring to flies and wasps and mosquitoes. Achezeh toichlu, only this you may eat, mikol sheretz ha'oif, from all flying insects, ha'hoilech al-arba, which go on four legs. Asher lo chora'ayim mimal raglav, if it has two jumping legs above its legs, lenater bahen ala oretz, in order to spring with them on the earth. If, besides for the four legs, it has two jumping legs, then you may eat it. And Rashi explains that there are really four simanim. The four simanim are that it must have four legs, two jumping legs. It must have four wings, and the wings must cover most of the body. And besides for that, it must be considered in the category of grasshoppers. Like the pasuk continues, as elam am toichlu, you can eat these if they have the four simonim, but also if they have the name of arbe leminai, or salam, or chargoil leminehu, or chagov. They must be one of these categories of grasshoppers, either arbe, salam, chargoil, or chagov. And Rashi says that although around him he finds different types of insects that have all the simonim, the four legs, the four wings, the two kra'ayim, and also the wings covering most of the body, but since he is not sure if they are called by the name of chagov, grasshoppers, therefore he cannot be sure that it is mutter to eat these species. V'chol sheretz ha'oif, and any flying insect, ashaloi arba raglayim, that has four legs, sheketsu lachem, shall be disgusting to you. What is this pasuk adding to the pasuk that we said earlier in pasuk chaf? Rashi says it's coming to tell us that only if it has four legs is it aser, but if it has five legs, then it is mutter. The Ravid explains this is not coming to say that all five-legged insects are mutter. It's really going back on the pasuk before. The pasuk before said that if it has the name chagav, grasshopper, and it has four legs, four wings, the wings covering most of the body, and the two kra'ayim, then it is mutter. This pasuk is telling us that these simonim are only necessary by four-legged grasshoppers. But if you have something that is called a grasshopper that has five legs, then it does not need these simonim, and it is mutter. Zakrashi pasuk yud gimel. Loi ye achlu. Rashi is bothered why the passive form is used. It's coming to be mechayev somebody that feeds it to minors. Shekach mashmoi. So is the meaning of the pasuk. Layu necholim al yadcha. It shall not be eaten because of you. Do not feed it to minors. Oy, maybe the pasuk is coming to say eino elo la'oisram bano. The reason why it uses the passive form is to tell you that not only may you not eat it, but it's also also to benefit from it. Tamad loymar. The pasuk says in Devarim, lo seichlu, you are not allowed to eat it. Ba'chila asurim, it's only asur to eat. Ba'hano mutarim, but it is mutter to have hano, to have benefit from it. So the pasuk over here cannot be a contradiction to the pasuk in Devarim. Therefore, the pasuk is coming to tell us that one may not feed it to katanim. Kolayf sheneba voy lemino, leminoi uleminehu, by any bird that it says leminoi. There is in this species a type of an animal, a type of a bird that is not exactly similar to the main part of the species. Not in their looks, and not in their name. But the kulon min echad, they are all part of one species. They are only a subspecies of this species, and therefore they are all usher. Hanetz is the spire. Shalach. Pirshu Rabbi Seinu, our Rabbanim explain, Zeh HaSholet Dogim Min Hayom. It's a type of a bird that pulls out fish from the sea. Vezeh SheTagum Ungulis, and that's why Targum explains it, Visholei Nuna, one that pulls out Nuna fish. Kois V'yanshuf, Zakrashi, Heim Tzuataish. These are types of owls, Hatoyakim Balayla, that scream at night. V'yesh Lahem Listois Ka'odam, they have jaws and cheeks like a person. V'oid Acher Doimer Lo Shekorin Yaivitz. There is another one that is similar to this that is called Yaivitz. Tin Shemes, Hukal B'shuritz. V'doimer La'achbar, it is similar to a mouse, U'pareches Balayla, that flies at night, which means it is a form of a bat. V'tinshemes ha'amur b'shrasim, he doimelo. Tinshemes, that it says by the shrasim, by the creeping creatures in Pasuk Lamed, is similar to this tinshemes, this bat. V'ein lo inayim, it's just that it does not have eyes. V'karin lo talfa, it is called a talfa. Ha'chasida, zudaya levona, it is the white daya. Why is it called chasida? Because it does kindness with its friends by giving them food. It is the wild and angry daya. And it seems to me that this is what's called hairun. Haduchifas, tarnagol habar, the wild rooster. V'karvelosa kfula, its comb is doubled over and embedded in the head. Uvelaz harufo. V'lama nikushmai duchifas, why is it called duchifas? Shehoidei kofos, because its splendor is tied. The word duchifas comes from two words, hoidei kofos. V'zuhi karvelosa, this is referring to its comb. The Nagar Tura, and the reason why it's called the Nagar Tura, the cutter of the mountain, Nikra, it's called this Al Shem Maisav because of its Maisim, because of what it does. Like our Rabbanim explained in Maseches Gittin, in Perek Misha Ochsoy, over there it says that this bird, this Duchifas, used to take the shamir, the worm that was able to cut through stones, and he used to take the shamir and bring it to the mountains and cut through mountains and plant seeds in these mountains. This way things would be able to grow on the mountain. That's why this bird was called the Nagar Tura, the one that cuts through mountains. By taking the shamir, this bird was able to cut into the mountains and plant seeds in them. Zagrashi Sherata Oif, Hemadakim, these are the thin, the small little insects, Hanamuchim, that are low, Haroichishim Alaoritz, that creep on the ground. Kigoin, for example, Zavuvim, flies, Vitsirin, and wasps, Vitushin, and mosquitoes, Vachagovim, and grasshoppers. Al Arba, Al Dalad Raglaim. Arba means that it goes on four legs. It's interesting that Rashi has to tell us this in this Pasuk, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, when he could have said this in Pasuk Chaf, where there also it says Al Arba. Mimal Laraglov, it has these two jumping legs. Samach Litzavori, near its neck, Yeshle Kmishte Raglaim, it has similar to two legs, Levad Dalad Raglov, besides for its regular 4 feet. Ukashiroitza Lo Ophelik Poismina Oretz, when it wants to jump off the ground, mischazik ba'osin shtei kraim, it strengthens and takes hold of these two jumpers, upareach, and then it can fly. V'yesh men harbe, and there are many ka'osin shekorin langusta. There are many in my area that have these simonim. Aval ein anu bikiyim bahem, but we are not bikiyim, we are not experts in them. She'arbos simoni tara nemu bahem, because there are four simoni tara to them. There are four simonim which they must have in order for them to be tar. Abaraglaim, it must have 4 legs. Vidalat Knofayim, and 4 wings. Vikarsulim, Elu Kraim, and Karsulim, which are the 2 jumping legs. Haksubim Khan, that are written over here. Uknofav, Choifin, Es Rubai. And it also needs to be that the wings cover the majority of the body. Vichol Simonim Halolu Mitsuyin Ba'oisan Shebeinoisenu. And all these simonim, all these signs are found in the insects that are around us. Aval Yeh Sheroish and Aruch. There are those that have a long head. V'yeh She'ein Lohem Zonov. And some do not have a tail. V'tzorach She'yeh Shmoy Chagav. In order for them to be mutter, they must be in the category of Chagav, grasshoppers. Uvozeh. And concerning this, Ein Anu Yoidin Lahavdil Beinehem. We do not know how to differentiate between them. We cannot say for sure that they are called Chagavim, grasshoppers. And therefore, even though they have the 4 simonim, we can't say for sure that they are kosher. V'chol Sheretz Ha'oif, Zakrashi. Why does the Pasuk say it again? If it has 5 legs, then it is considered tahar, it is mutter to eat. And the Pasuk continues, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Until now, we were discussing which animals one is able to eat and which one is not allowed to eat. By behema, by birds, by fish, and by flying insects. Now the Pasuk diverts from kosher and non-kosher and discusses which animals will make you tameh if you touch them. Ule'ele, and to these listed below in Pasuk Chavav and Chavzayim, titamo, one will become tameh if he touches them. Kol hanogea b'nevlosom yitma ara orev, one who touches their carcasses will become tameh until the evening. He must immerse himself in a mikvah, and then he will have to wait until the sun sets, and then he will become tahar. B'chol ha'noisei minivlasam, and one who carries their carcasses, yichabes begodav v'tamei ha'arev. Not only is he tamei, but also his clothing are tamei, and therefore he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah, and both of them will become tahar with herif shemesh, the setting of the sun. There is a difference between tumas mago and tumas maso. Tumas mago, when a person touches a dead animal, he is tamei, he himself is tamei. But when he carries a dead animal, then mitama odom latame begodim, he is tamei and his clothing are tamei. And now the pasuk continues to tell us which animals are metame when they are dead. L'chol habehema asher hi mafreses parso v'shesa eneno shesas. Any animal whose hooves are split, but they are not totally split on the bottom, for example, a camel, Or, vegero eineno malo, an animal who does have split hooves, but does not chew its cud, for example, a pig, tmeim heim lochem, they are tummy to you, kolanegea bohem yitma, one who touches their carcasses will become tummy. The pasuk tells us that one who touches an animal that has one simen tahara and one simen tuma, the halacha is that he is tummy. Then the pasuk goes in pasuk chav zayin to tell us an animal that does not have any simen tahara, b'chol hoylech al kapov, any animal that walks on its paws, b'chol achaya ha'ilechas al arba, any chaya that walks on four legs, for example, a dog, cat, or a bear. Tmeim heim lochem, they are tummy to you, kol hanogea b'nevlosom yitma ad ha'orif. Anybody who touches their carcasses will become tummy until the evening. The person himself will become tummy and must immerse himself in a mikvah and will become tahar with Harif Shemesh, the setting of the sun. V'hanoiseas nevlosom, and one who carries their carcasses, yichabis begodav v'tummy ad ha'orif. Not only is he tummy, but also his clothing. Tmeim heim lochem, they are tummy to you. So the pasuk over here is telling us that one who touches or carries a non-kosher animal, whether the animal is not kosher because it only has one of the simani tahara, or it is not kosher because it does not have any simani tahara, both of these animals are metame a person. Although we already know from Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Ches, that one who touches the carcass of a non-kosher animal becomes tameh, because the pasuk says uvenivlosam loisigo tmeim heim lochem. So why do we need the psukim over here? We can answer that over there it only tells us tumas maga, but over here it adds also tumas masa, and that is why it is added over here. The Ramban asks, why doesn't the pasuk mention over here also that if one touches a dead kosher animal, he becomes tummy? Like the pasuk says further on in pasuk lamates, why does it wait until later to tell us this halacha and not group them all together? Ramban answers, because the laws of touching a dead kosher animal is different than touching a dead non-kosher animal. Because by a non-kosher animal, it does not make a difference if the animal dies or if it was shechted. No matter what, it is tummy. But by a dead kosher animal, if the animal was shechted, it is not tummy. Only if it dies is it tummy. And that's why the pasuk says in pasuk lamates, v'chiyomus, if the animal dies, if the kosher animal dies, only if it dies is it metame. But if you shecht it, it is not. And the pasuk continues to tell us which shrasim are metame, which creeping creatures are metame. And there are only 8 shrotzim that are metame. V'zelucho atame basheretz hasheretz ala oretz. And these are the ones that will make you tame, a dead sheretz that creeps on the ground. Hacholet, the weasel, the ha'achbar, and the mouse. V'hatzov limineu, and the tzov according to its min. Rashi says it is a type of tzvardeya, a type of a frog. V'ha'anoko, some say it means the porcupine. V'hakoyach and the koyach. The halto and the lizard, the hachoymet and the snail, the hatinshomes and the mole. Ele hatmeim lochem b'chol hasharetz. These are the ones that will be metameyu by shrotim. Kol hanegea behem b'moisam yitma ad ha'orev. One who touches them, the moisam, when they are dead, will be tamei until the evening. He must immerse himself in a mikvah and wait until Harif Shemesh. If you notice, the pasuk only says tumas maga. If one touches a sheretz, he becomes tameh, because the halacha of tumas masa, of carrying a sheretz, does not apply by tumas shrotzim. Also, the pasuk only lists 8 shrotzim and does not mention nachash, a snake, a dead snake, as one of the 8 shrotzim. One might think that the nachash should be the first one on the list. He is the nachash akatmoini, the first nachash that caused Chava to sin and eat from the Eitz Hadas, and this caused Misa to come upon the world. Why isn't the nachash considered one of the shmoneh shrotzim that are metamit? And Rabbeinu Bechaya explains that the Torah had rachmanis on a person and therefore was not metame a dead snake. Because the Torah was worried that if a person encounters a snake, he might hesitate for a moment and not kill the snake because he is worried that he will become tame. Therefore, Zok Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Torah said a dead snake is not tame and you shall not hesitate to kill it. V'chor lasher yipoil olav mehem b'moisam. When they die, when the Shrotzim die, anything they fall on, Yitma will become Tamei, Mikol Kliyetz, from any wooden vessel, a beged or garment, a ur or leather, a sack or sackcloth, Kol Kli Asher Yosem Melacha Bohem, any vessel that work is done with them. As Rashbam explains, this means a vessel that has a toich, has an inside where something can be stored inside of it, so Melacha can be done with them, as opposed to the lid of a pot which does not have a toich and you do not place something inside of it, that does not become tummy. So the halacha is, any of these vessels or garments or leather, b'mayim yuva, you shall immerse it in water, b'toivel it, b'tummy at ha'orev, and it will be tummy until the evening. Even after the tefillah, it is tummy, because if truma touches it, the truma will become tummy. V'tayer, it will become totally tahar when there is hair of shemesh, the sun sets. Zakrashi Pasukhov Talin Ula Ela Ho Asidim Lehe Omer Lamata Binyin. And to these that will be mentioned further on in the parsha, in Pasukhov Chavov and Chavzayin. Titamo Kiloimar Binigiosam Yesh Tuma. If one touches them, they will become tummy. V'chalanoisim Nivlosam, anybody who carries their carcass, Kol Mokim Shenem Ratumas Masa, whenever the Torah mentions the Tuma of carrying something that is tameh, chamura mitumis maga, it is more stringent than the tumah of touching, shehi tuuna kibis begadim. Because not only is the person tameh, but also the begadim of that person are tameh if he carries the thing that is tameh. Mafreses parsa, vishesa einena shesas, if it has split hooves, but they are not totally split, kigan gomel. For example, a camel, sheparsosai seduka lamala, its hooves are split on top, avolamato himuchuberes, but on bottom they are attached. Kali metcha, over here the pasuk is teaching you, shenivlas behemet meya, a nevela of a behemet meya, the carcass of a non-kosher animal, mitamo is mitame. Uveinyin shebeseifa parsha, and further on in the parsha, in pasuk lamates, pirish al behemet tahara, it tells us that a kosher animal is also mitame when it is dead. A kapa of any animal that walks on its paws, kigon kelev, a dog, v'doy, v'bir, v'chatul, and a cat, tmeim him lochem lamago, they will be metameyu if you touch them. V'ze lochem atome, and these are the shrotzim that are tame, kol tumas halolu. All these words tumo that are mentioned over here in these psukim, einon le'isra achila, it is not referring to the isra of eating it, elo le'tuma mamish, it is referring to becoming tame if you touch them. Liyos tame b'magon, to become tame if you touch them. V'nesa lechol truma v'kachim, and then one will be usher to eat truma, kachim v'likonis l'migdash, and to enter the migdash. Because earlier in the parasha, in Pasuk Dalet, for example, the Pasuk uses tame hu lochem in the borrowed sense. It is referring to over there, the animal is not allowed to be eaten, and it says tame hu lochem, it is tame to you, it is impure for you to eat it. That is the borrowed sense of the word. But over here, the Torah is using the word tameh lochem in the literal sense, that if one touches the dead animal, he is tameh. Zakrashi hachoyle, the weasel. Mustila, in old French it is called mustila. Vatsov, fight. Shedoyme letzvardeya, it is similar to a frog. Anoko haritzun, halto, is a lizard. Hachoymet, limatzo, tinshomes, talfo. So Rashi b'mayim yuvo, it shall be immersed in water. Va'af la'achat tefilosei, even after its immersion, tamehu l'truma, it is tame if truma touches it. Ad ha'orev, until the evening. Va'achar kach v'toher, after the hair of shemesh, it will be tar b'hair of shemesh with the setting of the sun.